Your social life could come a cropper unless you have your hair done proper. So why not make the people stare and come to Tony's with your hair? So why don't you come to Tony's and meet Victor Spinetti as Tony, Derek Giler as Stanley, and Deborah Watling as Maisie, with Dillis Lay, Douglas Blackwell, Royce Mills, and Leonard Fenton.
There you are, sir. You've had the old works. How'd you like it?
Yes. I'm still not sure whether I shouldn't have some white streaks put in my hair.
They'll come soon enough, sir. Just wait till you see the bill.
You're a proper little comedian.
Yeah. That'll be £9.50.
Yes, I see what you mean. Is that because you put vat on it?
No, just a bit of lacquer.
Still, you've made it very nice. I mean, it's expensive, but it's worth it. Here you are. And something for yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'll be seeing you. Bye.
Here, Mr. Cawthorpe, look what he gave me.
Oh, my, a pound.
Best tip I've had in weeks.
Yes, indeed. Incidentally, Miss White...
Yes, Mr. Cawthorpe?
Well, I think we can dispense with the formalities, don't you?
How do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, my name's Stanley and, well, may I call you Maisie?
Yes. It's funny, though. Mm. You seem more like a Mr. Cawthorpe than a Stanley, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Yeah, when you two are finished...
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, madam.
Shouldn't you be rinsing this shampoo?
Well, I just wanted to give it time to settle on your scalp, you see. I mean, you did say you had a problem here.
Oh, yes. I never know where I am with it. One day it's all wet and greasy. A couple of days later it's all dry. I get rid of the dandruff and then it goes all lanky. It's such a problem.
Oh. Yeah. Have you ever thought of getting a wig?
And cover up my crowning glory?
Well, this is a very good shampoo, madam. I mean, it'll cure most hair complaints.
You're sure now?
Oh, believe me. I mean, if you had ingrowing split ends, this shampoo would cure them. There we are now. Quick dry and it'll all be done.
Buongiorno.
Morning, Tony.
Oh, hey, morning, Maisie. Morning, Stanley.
Morning.
I've been doing the bitches and the boobses down at the town hall.
Eh? Hello? Haircuts for the mayor and the town council on the side, eh?
No, it's the paying for the water rates. Mamma mia, you know how much it costs to turn on the tap these days? You know, pretty soon, they charge us for the air we breathe.
Well, there you are, madam. All done.
Thank you. How much is it?
Let me see. That'll be £6.50 and £45 for the oil. £6.95.
Well, here you are, then. £7. Keep the change.
Keep the... What, all of it?
Oh, you Scotch, I've got a sense of humour.
Scotch? I'm from Liverpool.
Oh, my first husband came from Liverpool.
Oh, really? Well, that's very nice.
Well, he wasn't. Give me my 5 pence back.
Well, I've all... Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Sure.
You don't have much luck today, Stanley, eh?
Oh, Scotch indeed.
Well, sure. It's lucky for you she's not a regular customer. Anyway, I gotta go.
But you've only just got here.
See? I gotta see this man about the new hot and cold taps.
Yes, well, look, I mean, while you're doing that, what about the chips in this wash basin?
Oh, they're not mine. I already had my dinner.
Yeah. Not those sort of chips. Cracks. It's unhygienic. When I was hairdressing on a cargo boat to Hong Kong, one of the crew got a serious injury due to a cracked wash basin.
No, how?
Captain threw it at him. Oh, terrible it was.
I don't believe you.
Anyway, I gotta go, eh? So listen now. It's half a day, so lock up at the shop, okay?
Okay.
See you in the morning. Ciao.
Well, Tony, how'd you get on yesterday?
We got a new taps are coming next week.
Oh, great.
And you looked at the wash basins?
Oh, si. Yeah. They're bella, bella, bella. But, mamma mia, the prices. For that money, they should be made of gold.
Hey, there's a customer coming.
Oi.
Si?
Is this Tony's?
Si?
Right. Where is he?
I don't know. Who are you looking for?
That scouse kit.
You wouldn't be referring to me by any chance, would you?
Oh, yes. Now then, what have you been up to with my wife?
Mamma mia, what's this, eh? You told me you got a bad back.
You did my Elsie's hair yesterday.
I did a lot of women's hair yesterday, but I didn't ask them their names.
You had a lady customer with problems.
A lot of my lady customers have problems.
And you used a special shampoo.
Ah, yes. Well, I remember now, yes. I mean, the lady who nearly left the 5p tip.
That's my Elsie.
Oh, I see.
And I want you to have a look at her hair. What you did to it.
How can we? She's not here.
Maybe he's got her in his pocket.
You trying to be funny?
No. No, but I don't understand. What's all this, eh?
You'll see in a minute. My Elsie's outside now. I'll fetch her. Elsie, come in here.
I'm coming, Bert.
Right. Here she is. Now, come on, Elsie. Take your veil off and show them what's happened to your hair.
Right. There.
Mamma mia.
Well, how did you get
it? Your hair's gone all green.
It's like the spring cabbage.
It.
Me? Oh, no, no,
aye,
no.
Aye.
Look, when this lady left the salon, her hair was as normal as when she came in, only cleaner. All I did was shampoo it.
And it was that shampoo you used that turned it green.
This is terrible.
You're right there.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that shampoo,
no.
Tony.
No.
We demand satisfaction, of course.
That's right.
What do you mean, satisfaction?
Money, mate. Compensation for the damage to her hair, the shock to her nervous system, and the fact that she looks like a stick of celery.
Bear up,
my dear. Now, we'll settle for £500 and a supply of wigs to cover her hair till it grows back to normal.
May I suggest a supply of veils instead? They seem to improve the lady's appearance.
Yeah, I heard that.
Stanley.
But Tony, you surely won't give him the money.
Look, Stanley, Maisie, we have a talk, eh? Scusi, signor.
Well, don't be too long about it.
Come over here now. Oh, look. What are we going to do, huh?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? This is bad. It'll knock the salon reputation for the 60s and the 70s.
Look, I tell you, there was nothing wrong with that shampoo.
Oh, come on, Tony. Stanley knows what shampoo's right for what hair.
Absolutely.
See, but if only I'd been here.
Well, what difference would that have made?
I don't know, but I'll have to pay him the compensation.
Tony, that's terrible.
What else can I do?
Tony, if you give in to this bloke, I'll never forgive you. I'll walk out of here today and never come back.
My sentiments exactly, Maisie.
Oy, oy, I am in the nutcrackers, eh? I do one thing, I lose. I do the other thing, I lose too.
Hey, you made up your mind yet?
Well, it's,
Do we get our compensation?
Well,
Because if not, we shall take Elsie's hair further.
Well,
you can take it where you like, sir. We're not worried.
Right.
I am worried.
With good reason. So we get our compensation.
Tony?
I don't know.
No.
Right. We'll be off to see our solicitors then. Come on, Elsie. Put your veil back on your head.
Right, Bert.
Let's keep going, my dear. And you lot haven't earned the last of this lot.
Well, there you are. We certainly told him, didn't we?
Quite right, too.
But they say they're going to do that thing with the soliciting a thing.
Oh, that's bluff. It's all bluff, bluff. Take my word, Tony. If you hear another word about this, I'll...
Yes?
I'll eat that stick of shaving soap. Now, look, don't worry, don't worry. You'll see the time arrives.
Here we are, Tony. The morning's post. Only one letter today.
I bet it's another bill, eh? Every day, everybody wants more money. Let me see. Ah!
Oh, it's the electricity bill, is it? I went the same colour when I opened mine last week.
Let's have a look. Oh,
What is it, Maisie?
What flavour shaving soap would you like?
What?
It's from the solicitors about that woman.
I don't believe it.
It's what I tell you, Stanley. They are suing us. They take us for every penny I don't have in my pocket.
Here, wait a minute. Come here. Let me see. Oh, no, it's not as bad as I thought.
It's not?
No, they're only suing you, as the owner of the salon.
Me? Yeah. But I wasn't here. I was doing the bitches and the bobsies.
In the eyes of the law, you were here.
Mamma mia, I can't win.
Of course, you will not allow this slur on my professional reputation to go undefended.
What do you mean?
It's right, Tony. If we let them get away with it, the next thing they'll want the shop as well.
If they win, they have the shop as well, eh?
Well, come on, what are you going to do?
Do? There is only one thing to do.
Hmm?
I kill myself. Aye!
Hello, Mr. Webb of Cohen, Cohen and Cohen Solicitors. What? No, I'm afraid all the senior partners are at lunch. Well, they usually go to the Fountain Restaurant in Duke Street, actually. You might say at the moment there are three Cohens in the Fountain. What? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Cohen. No, I didn't... Yes, I will tell him when he comes in. Yes.
Yeah. Is there Mr. Fucetti to see you?
Mr. Fucetti? Well, do I know him?
No, but apparently his hair salon is being sued and he wants your advice.
Oh, I see. Well, very well, show him in.
Very good, sir. This way, Mr. Fucetti.
Thank you, signorina.
Grazie.
Ah, well, do take a seat.
See, thank you for seeing me, Mr.
Mr. Webb. Yeah, as in lettuce.
Lettuce what?
Well, lettuce... Yeah, well, never mind, it doesn't matter. Mr. Fischetti, my secretary says that you want my advice.
See, I want you to defend me. This woman and her husband is suing me. They say my salon, my Tony, is ruining her hair.
Yes, I see. And what exactly did you do to her hair?
No, it's not me, it's Stanley.
Stanley.
She is my assistant. He do the washing and the shampoo. Next day she come in, her hair is a green. Mamma mia, she look like she got the cabbage on her head.
Yes, I see. Yes. Well, are you sure she didn't have an allergy?
No, just the shampoo.
No, you see. No, I mean that she might have been allergic. See, resistant in some way to the shampoo. You see, in which case, I'm afraid you are responsible.
You mean I have to pay the money?
Well, it may be the simplest solution.
Mamma mia.
Well, my advice here, Mr. Fucetti, is to settle out of court. It's safer.
But it's too late. Already they give me the soliciting a letter.
It isn't too late, Mr. Fucetti. Though it may cost you a little more. May I see the letter?
See.
Thank you. Let me see now. Good heavens. This is from them.
You know them?
I certainly do. Well, only recently they defeated...
Defeated?
No, nothing. Don't worry about it. No. Well, well, well. Mills, 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 Pickett and Flash.
Eh. That's a lot of people in one office, eh?
Well, Mr. Fucetti, you came here for my advice.
Si.
Huh. We are going to fight.
What have I done to you? You want to fight me?
No, you misunderstand me, you see. No, we will fight this action. You see, because I believe rather you, should not let Mills, 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 Pickett and Flush walk over you.
I should hope not. That's a lot of feet, huh?
But we will let them take you to court.
Now, wait a minute, eh? A minute ago you said I don't have no chance. Now what the cause of the change?
I know them.
Oh, Millsy, Millsy, Pickett and Flashy.
Yes. In fact, I've had a brush with this particular firm.
Oh?
Quite recently, as a matter of fact. And I can tell you, Mr. Fucetti, in confidence, that they are, excuse my language, absolute bounders. Well, they try to ruin anyone who stands up against them.
They do?
Yes. And that is why we will fight them.
No, we don't. I change my mind.
Mr. Fucetti.
I'm not going to be ruined. No, I settle out of the court.
Mr. Fucetti. This is the case I've been waiting for. But to get back at the... Well, no, I mean, no, Mr. Fischetti, I'd give my right arm for this case.
I don't want your right arm. I already got one. I want my business.
Mr. Fischetti,
hmm?
Have you ever been to the Old Bailey?
No.
On top of the Old Bailey, Mr. Fischetti, stands a lady. Wearing a blindfold and holding a pair of scales. Do you know what she represents?
They got to guess your weight machine there.
The scales of justice, Mr. Fucetti. Truth and fair play. Honesty. The right of free people to justice. Mr. Fucetti, give me this chance to defend you and hang the expense.
But it's to me you pay the expense. Hey, Now I know I'm going to kill myself.
Good, good. Now, if you just give me the details.
Right, Maisie. I think everything is cleared away, huh?
I suppose so.
Hey, don't look so down in the dumps, is huh? It's all going to be ok-de-dok. I hope.
Oh, Tony, but I wanted to be in court this afternoon with you and Stanley. Where is he anyway?
He's gone early to get his lucky Everton scarf.
Why did it have to be today?
Look, how could you have known, Maisie? It's 4 weeks since you asked for the day off to meet your friend from up in the north.
Yeah, but...
Look, eh? You're not to worry about it, Tony, eh?
I can't help it.
Oh, Maisie. You don't want to go meet your friend looking like the old wet blanket, eh? It's a long time since you haven't seen him.
Yeah. Not since we started together at Harry's hair parlour.
See, I remember Harry. He was good, eh? Before they took him away.
Yeah, well... Carol got married and went to live up north. Opened his hairdressers in Cleethorpes. And I came here to work for you.
And that was the lucky day for Tony Puccetti.
Oh, Tony.
Now, come on. You're going to have a good time with your Carol, eh?
All right. But I'll be thinking about you every minute.
I know you will, Maisie, because you're a good girl, huh? Hey, come on. Smile, eh? That's it. It's a shut up the shop time.
Well, if you ask me, I do think Maisie should have been here. I mean, she might have made the sacrifice to be here at your side.
No, it's the better she not see Tony standing up there in the docks.
A man needs all his friends around him at a time like this.
Ah, there you are. Hello, Mr. Fischetti.
Buongiorno, Avvocato Webb.
Ah, well, how are we feeling today? Nervous, I bet.
Si.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hey, Mr. Webb.
Yes?
Who's that big man over there who's smiling at you right in your face?
Oh, that's my opponent, Mr. Flash.
I don't like that smile he's given you. I knew a rent man in Singapore who smiled like that.
Well, don't you worry, Mr. Cawthorpe. He won't take me long to wipe that off his face.
I call as my first witness the plaintiff, Mrs. Elsie Hobbit.
And they don't come any plainer than that.
Shh! You get us thrown out.
Will you please keep quiet in court?
It's not me, milady. I am just shutting up my friend.
Be quiet.
Mamma mia, it's a tough judge, eh? We don't want to get on the wrong side of him.
I won't tell you again.
We're on your side, Judge.
Please continue, Mr. Flush.
Thank you, Your Honor. Take the book in your right hand.
And they better check she put it the back.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth?
And anything but the truth.
I do.
Now, you are Elsie Hobbit?
I am. Or Cabbage Head, as the kids call me now.
Would you tell the court how your hair came to be this unusual shade of green?
Well, it all happened when I went to this Tony's, see, for a shampoo. This fella from Liverpool said he'd do it, and he did.
There, there, Mrs. Hobbit.
I told him I was allergic to some shampoos, but he took no notice. He just... forced my head down in the basin and shampooed me.
The woman's a liar. She never mentioned being allergic.
Shh.
And as I understand it, during the course of that day, it turned green.
Yes. Did not give my husband a shock.
And what happened when you returned to the barber's to complain?
Barber's, I kill him. It's a salon.
Oh, they were so abusive, the things they said. I can't bear to think about it. Even now.
Yes, I'm sure. And so you were forced to fall back on British justice for this slur on your character.
No, on my hair.
Objection, my lad.
Hello. Your man's woken up, then.
The issue under litigation is not defamation, but malpractice.
Hey, sounds good, eh?
Objection sustained. And keep your remarks irrelevant, Mr. Flush.
Yes, Your Honor. I have no further questions. Now, Mr. Cawthorpe. When my client came into the salon, what was the condition of her hair?
It was awful. It is. Suited her perfectly.
Please. Please confine your remarks to the questions, Mr. Cawthorpe.
And you shampooed it?
I did, yeah.
With a what?
No, with a shampoo.
Was it a special shampoo?
No, a perfectly ordinary herbal shampoo. It's guaranteed safe to use on human beings.
You did not ask my client for her hair's medical history before using it?
No, and neither do I ask people if they've got a boil on their backside before I offer them a chair. Well, I mean, it's up to her to say, isn't it?
Then you do admit that the shampoo was responsible?
No, I certainly
don't. No further questions.
What do you mean, no further questions? Now, look, my lord, I...
Stand down, please, Mr. Cawthorpe.
I will not stand down. I've not finished yet.
You will stand down, or I will hold you in contempt.
As I do you, sir. This is a travesty of justice.
Mr. Cawthorpe!
Travesty! Travesty!
Well, Mr. Webb, how you think we're doing, eh?
Well, I'll be frank. It's not looking good. Mrs. Hobbit came over very well. It's going to be hard. Mr. Fischetti, I think it'll all depend on how you go over in the witness box. Now, finally, Mr. Fischetti, how long has Mr. Cawthorpe been in your employ?
It's 1 month.
And would you say he was an excellent hairdresser?
Well, of course he was.
Order, please. He's the biggest expert in the hairs. He never makes a mistake.
Ah, thank you. Your witness, Mr. Flush.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Fucetti, you're not English, are you?
How can you tell of that?
Have you ever thought of being naturalised?
Why should I want to be naturalised, huh? They all lose the money. British Rail, British State.
No, no. Rail. Mr. Fucetti, not nationalised, naturalised.
Objection. I cannot see what bearing my client's nationality can possibly have on this case.
I'm merely trying to show that this Mr. Fucetti has a different attitude towards things like British people's hair because he is not British.
What do you mean? Just because I'm Italian, it doesn't mean I'm not a British. I'm a British right through up to my backbone. Britannia,
thank you, Mr. Fucetti. This court appreciates the sentiment, but perhaps we can settle for the spoken word.
I don't know all the words, but I know the tune. I can speak the tune.
Mr. Webb, would you have a word with your client, please?
Yes, Your Honor. Mm. Yeah, Mr. Fucetti.
Look, since I was 9, I've been here in this country, and now he get a funny and racy with me.
Yes, I mean, calm down. Just answer his questions.
Okay. I calm down. I be British, huh? All right, the froggy face. You give me your questions and I shout the back of the answers into your face.
Contempt of court, Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Fucetti, will you please restrict yourself to simple and polite answers?
Okay, Your Honorables.
Will you continue, Mr. Flush?
Thank you, Your Honor.
I don't think I did very well, eh? Mr. Webber, what do you think?
I think I feel sick.
Hello, old man.
Oh, don't you hallo me, Flash.
Yes, I've got this one in the bag, all right. And I'd better give you fair warning. We're going for at least 10,000 damages on this one.
Well, my client doesn't care.
I do.
Yes. See you at the judge's summing up.
Oh, the cad. But don't worry, Mr. Fischetti. We'll appeal.
Appeal? Well, that'd cost me more money.
Yes, we'll take it to the highest courts in the land.
That's the spirit. Spare no expense.
Mamma mia, more of this, and I don't even have the business to sack you from.
Hey, Tony, Stanley.
Oh, it's Maisie.
What's she doing here?
Oh, thank goodness I found you both. How's it going?
Oh, not very well, I'm afraid.
I've got something that might help. Look, my friend Carol's outside. Will you come and talk to her?
Oh, certainly. But if it has some bearing on the case.
I think it might. Come on, she's just over here.
Mrs. Hobbit.
I have asked for you to be recalled because certain new evidence has just come into my hands.
Objection?
Overruled. Carry on, Mr. Webb.
Thank you, Your Honour. Does the name Pierre of Allerton Lane Cleethorpes ring a bell?
Oh.
Or maybe Albert's Hair Salon and Gents Outfitters High Street Ashby de la Zouche?
It's a lie. I demand to see my solicitor. I'm not saying anything more on the grounds I'll discriminate myself. Bert, you've been rumbled.
Maisie, you are wonderful, Mamma Mia. You saved my business. You saved my life.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I mean, how did you find out about them?
Well, this friend of mine, Carol, who I've just been out with, well, she's a hairdresser. And she was telling me about this couple who'd been up north making a fortune out of false claims against hairdressers.
Hey!
Now, the woman would have her hair done, then go home and dye it a funny colour.
But you don't mean that...
Well, what Carol said, it sounded like the couple that just came into Tony's and, well, it was.
Oh, Maisie, you're wonderful.
Yeah, well, they'll certainly not be troubling hairdressers for a while, that's for sure.
Isabel, Maisie, you are the Wonder Woman, eh? Come here. I give you a big kiss.
Oh, your mum's been giving you garlic again. But here. There.
Yeah. What about me? Don't I get a kiss as well?
All right, but don't tell my mama, eh?
You've been listening to Tony's by Jim Eldridge, starring Victor Spinetti as Tony, Derek Giler as Stanley, and Deborah Watling as Maisie.